You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our question, what is the most embarrassing mistake someone has made at work? 206-803-ROCK. We have a couple more here. Someone said, I killed the wrong person. I work in death benefits and received a claim that XYZ had died. Well, it turns out there were two people with the exact same name who had the same date of birth in the same city.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But that's okay. An honest mistake.
That's an honest mistake. Yeah. And it's happened before. The problem is, if you're the person who's still alive but now dead, it is shocking to me how hard it is to prove that you're still alive in spite of the fact that you're talking to people on the phone and you're there with your documentation.
I was supposed to send out an email about the company sales numbers. Instead, I sent a company-wide email about my dog's vet appointment.
Oh.
Subject line, Lulu has worms. Another, accidentally used a free image that said Merry Christmas, but the Christmas part, mass, was capital A-S-S.
So Christmas.
For our newsletter that I sent to hundreds of donors of our Christian nonprofit. And one more. Guys, I thought I put my lunch in the microwave for 4 minutes. Turns out I set it for 40. Got distracted talking to someone and the kitchen burned down. All 14 levels had to be evacuated.
Ooh. Oh, my God. That's bad.
Our question, what is the most embarrassing mistake someone has made at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cynthia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichonas.
Hola.
Well, I work at a grocery chain, and during a power outage we had last year, one of my coworkers over in the deli area, bakery area, went to the freezer and didn't realize we had a whole bunch of dry ice in there and that it was supposed to be locked. So when she went in, she got blasted with CO2 and nearly blacked out.
Oh, damn.
Was she okay?
Yeah, luckily some people kind of caught her quick enough once she realized she was getting dizzy and yanked her out real quick. And but yeah, she was the talk of the store for about a good week straight there.
Is that the standard thing, at least at the chain you work at, that if there's a power outage to CO2, does it click on like a generator or what?
We get a whole bunch of dry ice brought in, and that keeps anything cold once we lock it up. And she did not realize that we had received it and that the freezer was supposed to be locked. It hadn't been strapped shut yet. So when she went in there, she just pretty much got a...
How long does the blackout have to be in effect before you can get the dry ice delivery? Because sometimes, you know, it pops off for 2 minutes all the time. And because the thing is, you don't know, right?
Yeah, really, we don't know. Mostly within, if we know within about 2 hours, you know, we'll strap all the doors shut and put everything we can into the big chillers. But yeah, then after that, if we don't get an idea of what's going on, then we have to call out and have them send us emergency dry ice.
I mean, it happened to our grocery store. What was that?
Not that long ago. Less than a year, yeah.
Right. We had that big storm and there was power out.
That's the during one. Yep.
All right. But I will say, going into a grocery store like the next day or two, you don't realize how much that food is perishable.
And then as far as being everything cleared out.
Correct. And then I didn't even think, like, they just had the frozen stuff roped off because it's like there's so much stuff you got to get rid of.
and then wait for all the deliveries to come in.
Correct.
And have it on the shelf. Now,
yep.
Cynthia, in that case, and we know, we get it, grocery stores are going to err on the side of caution. Most of that stuff would actually be okay. They're not going to play that game. But do you guys get to take any of the crap home? So, in other words, you know you need milk. They're going to get rid of the milk. Do you grab a couple gallons? Do you grab some eggs? Any of that?
No, we're not supposed to, but some people always try to find a way.
Well, if
well,
you know,
yeah, look,
if you're going to throw it out.
And like I said, there's protecting yourself corporately.
Like, you know, when the last one happened, it was like 4 days, and we're like, well, we don't have power either. So.
That's why all these guys go around with those temperature gauges, checking stuff, opening all the doors. I mean, if it hits a certain number, you know, you're in violation. Yeah. You gotta.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pull it out.
I mean, you're right.
Yep.
You wouldn't have power either, but I'm with Thrill. I'd have to grab a bunch of crab meat or something and go buy ice and put it in a cooler.
Well, here's the thing. Yes. I would definitely grab, like, the milk and the eggs, okay? If my power does not come back on before the grocery store, it's no great loss. I didn't pay for it. The crab meat, I'm eating that night.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to throw out crab legs, lobster tails, like, look, man, I may or may not have power when I get home, but I'm going to go ahead and hook it up with this.
You never had crab meat with the headlamp on? It's the only way that I eat it.
I have not had crab meat with a headlamp, no. I'm going to try that next time.
Guys, while working at a major bank, I was on the mailroom loading dock accepting a delivery from a vendor. A city disposal truck with a two-man crew arrived to pick up the recyclable paper cardboard stuff. And while loading the recyclables, the compressor jammed. No one turned it off, and it began clearing the paper jam. The driver, who had gone inside to use the restroom, came back outside, climbed into the truck, and started up the compressor, catching the other worker's arm.
Ooh.
Everyone in the mailroom heard the scream. The emergency switch was engaged. The company nurse began treating the man nearly a flattened arm while waiting for the paramedics. Flattened it like a pancake. But her quick treatment and the EMT's speedy response time and the close proximity of the trauma center combined to save the guy's arm.
They did save his arm?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, that's pretty crazy. What is the most embarrassing mistake someone has made at work? 206-803-ROCK.
We had one of our dishwashers back in the day working in restaurants. And so this kind of started at the time I was working in restaurants. I think they still do it. But you'd have companies that would come around and pick up like your 5-gallon drum of grease or a 50-gallon drum of grease. And it went to the cosmetics industry or whatever, right? We're like, all right, who cares? So we started doing it at this restaurant. We had not been doing it previously. So it's like the first week we're doing it, chef kind of explained the deal. We're like, all right, man. So all the grease just gets dumped into this barrel that's out there with the trash cans, dumpster, and all the rest of this. And I'm not sure what the dishwasher did, but he came in, and this guy, he was a heroin addict, known heroin addict. This guy, Jim, worked with him for like 3 years. He usually kind of kept it together. And he's like, hey, man, I got a problem in the back. Well, usually that meant trash bag broke with him. We're like, what's up, man? He knocked over this thing of grease. Again, you're talking 50 gallons of it, and it's like this slow-moving tsunami. It smells awful, but it had turned a corner out of the alley and was now going to the sidewalk. And this is a fairly heavily trafficked area of Baltimore. I'll leave it at that. But, like, the grease is on the sidewalk. People have fallen down. You couldn't see it. It's at night. But if you were walking and stepped on any part of this, you ate it. So by the time we figured out that it had gone over to the sidewalk. There's already like six people on the ground, and they're all just kind of staring at their hands because they're covered in goo. And I remember our chef came out and just said, all right, you guys need to go back in. They're out there for like 2 or 3 minutes. Chef comes in, like, well, what'd you say? I denied all responsibility. So, okay.
Really?
He's like, yeah. He was like, if anybody asks, has nothing to
and
do with us.
And it's hard to clean up.
That's the
There was a restaurant, like those barrels, right? There was a restaurant in my neighborhood that was like kind of tucked away.
Mm-hmm.
But so they would just leave that barrel out like once a week or something.
Yep.
But some idiots came by and knocked it over. And I mean, even the next day, it was still just.
It smells bad.
It's
like you
awful.
Said, you can't clean it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's grease, man. The rain just, it lands on top. It goes away.
How do you get rid of that?
I don't know. I mean, basically, it just, it kind of went away.
I guess
on
a
degreaser. But because my chef denied any responsibility and somehow managed to, quote unquote, prove that to whoever the health authorities are, we never had to engage in that. But every time I came to work, you saw we were on a slight hill. So it was below where you'd walk into our restaurant. But I mean, you could see that it kept moving overnight, you know, because now it's, you know, 100 feet long as opposed to 5 feet long. It's like,
Jesus.
That same restaurant. Now, this was not, I guess it adds up to a mistake. It was kind of intentional. Things just got away with us, all right? So it's a two-level place. Picture like Cheers from the restaurant. If you went into the basement, there was another restaurant down there. It's a Vietnamese restaurant. Our restaurant was above it on, quote-unquote, the second floor or first floor, depending on your perspective. It was a Friday. I remember it was Friday the 13th. This particular waitress was off on this Friday, but it was payday. And back then, you still got a paper check, and you had to come in and get it. So she pops in to get her paper check. And we all liked her. Someone was just chatting her up. It's right before we opened. But she had tied her dog up to the parking meter out front. Well, a couple of us had untied her dog and just took the dog around to the back, tied the dog up. Dog was fine. We come back in. We wait for her to leave. And, of course, she's like, oh, my God, somebody stole my dog. So one of the other cooks, not me, believe it or not, said, well, that was your dog. Oh, man, the owners of the Vietnamese restaurant. I saw them untying your dog and took it downstairs. And she immediately
just freaked out.
Oh, she was gone before we could say, like, hey, man, we're joking. She went down there and she screamed at these people. She demanded to walk into their kitchen. She had convinced herself that they were going to chop her dog up and put it in the soup, right? So, which was kind of the joke we were making. We just didn't think that she would go dress. So, anyway, it became a big deal. She was pissed off at us. The other restaurant, like, wanted to file a lawsuit against us initially.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, they were really upset because they were open for business. So now you have this pissed off chick who they don't know, accusing them of stealing her dog to butcher it and put it in soup. And we're like, okay, none of us saw all of this happening. You know what I mean? Like, we need to let her know her dog's out back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got in trouble for that one. Like, our bad.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Welcome Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.